Good morning, Akalani students, and welcome to your first period podcast. I'm KK McDonough, and I'm here to talk to you about a very serious subject. A subject that is a huge part of our lives as students at Akalani's High School, especially since we're seniors. You may have guessed it, this topic is stress. Stress is a process that refers to a situation causing discomfort or distress in a person and their body. But first, let's start with a story that'll illustrate stress. My good friend, Bo Schmo, was a farmer. Actually, you could call him a truck driver. His job is to transport yams from his farm to the nearest market. While going 65 miles per hour on the very bumpy highway, Mr. Schmo feels his truck start to trip. His body starts to tense up and jumps out of the moving car onto the field next to him. Naturally, injuries did occur. His kneecap popped out of its socket, he had a wrist fracture from the impact of the fall, and a very serious concussion. I don't know about you, but I would hate to be Bo Schmo. But on a more serious note, let's talk stress. In this story of Bo Schmo, we encountered multiple different events. First, while Bo was just enjoying his nice, calm ride of delivering yams to the nearest market, he felt his car start to tip. Any other day, Bo would have made it safely to the market. However, since his car started to tip, his body started to tense up. And his body released lots of adrenaline and cortisol, which are stress hormones that we have in our bodies. Because of the outpour of stress hormones, his body tensed up and his muscles contracted. Luckily, because of stress, his heart rate increased and his blood pressure increased. Then his body tensed up because of the flexing of his muscles. All of these symptoms seem pretty mainstream and stuff that you can encounter any day in your life. However, because of this response to stress, Bo acted very quickly and jumped out of his truck onto the nearest field. Yes, he did break his knee and his wrist and had a very serious concussion, but it could have been a lot worse. Because of Schmo's quick stress thinking, he only got hurt and didn't die, whereas if he stayed in his truck with his yams, it very well could have happened that he died. This is a great example of how stress can help us for the better. However, for us teenagers, I can almost guess that none of us are truck drivers on a farm. We're more mainstream. We're students. We get our stress from things like school, after-school activities, and college application. This stress can cause low energy, headaches, and other pain because of us staying up late and worrying about what we have to do. This constant stress is not a good thing because while it is easy to turn your body into stress mode, it's actually very hard to turn off. And living in constant stress can cause long-term effects like depression. I know a lot of us joke about having depression already, but it could actually be clinically diagnosed with all the stress that occurs in our lives. Some effective ways that you could prevent the effects of stress is exercising, for example, running or going to the gym. Humor, which sounds stupid, but the more you laugh, the more happy you will be. Collaborating with others, Using the help of others is a very great way to release yourself from the everyday stress of being a student. Relax. Relax is a huge part of stress prevention. Even a minute of deep breaths can help you in the long run. And finally, art. I personally find a lot of my art in music. I find that music, no matter what genre, can calm me down and get me ready for whatever task is at hand. To conclude, while stress can save your life, it can also lead to long-term diseases. So take my advice and relax.